Tampa Bay's morning crew.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, Sharon Kevin on 995 QYK. So Tom Brady this weekend, Kevin, was handed his first loss, which is not what we want at all.
No, we don't need any of that.
Some people are joking. His first loss since leaving Belichick. The good news is it happened on the golf course.
Yeah.
They did a charity tournament. It was between Tom Brady and Phil Mickelson, who took on Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning in a charity match. They play a skins game, so it's like best ball, plus right. It's like whoever wins each hole and whatnot. So, but I will tell you this, Tom Brady had the shot of the day.
Boy, now, did he ever, but he was really struggling before then.
Yeah.
Like, it was pretty bad. So, and it was a lot of fun following people on Twitter during it. He's like, Tom Brady is one of us. Like,
yes.
He's really normal, like, when it comes to golf.
We saw the chink in his armor finally.
Right. So it was just great, but definitely shot of the day.
So Charles Barkley is one of the commentators. Other people were calling in during it, like, Russell Wilson called in, some other golfers called in, and were like, hey, man, if you make this one, because they were all mic'd up,
yeah,
and they could take phone calls, and they're like, hey, if you make this one in par three, if you hit this green, we'll donate another $100,000 to
right.
the charity. So it was kind of a cool thing. Everybody's yep. mic'd up and whatnot. But here is Brady after being teased by Charles Barkley for hitting a horrible tee shot. This was his second shot on this hole.
Hey, Tom, how many shots you want? This Chuck.
Chuck, I've been focusing on football, bro.
Yes.
I'm trying to win a Super Bowl.
Man. Dominate.
I think you just made him mad, Chuck.
Oh, no, I love it, though, man. He can take a joke.
Oh, go in!
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness!
You made it!
Wow!
Chuck.
Hey, man,
Chuck.
I got that's
Chuck.
Awesome.
Shut your mouth,
oh,
Chuck.
Man.
Get your butt out here.
How far out do you think he was? He had to be 150 yards at least.
At least, yeah.
He just hauled it.
It hit the green and then just rolled right into the hole.
It looked like he knew what he was doing for
I
a second.
I know. I love the guy. You made it! Because it's hard to tell from where
yeah.
you're at. I love that. It
so
was great.
Phil was all excited for him, and that was the shot of the day. And maybe Tom Brady's only good shot, to be honest
yeah,
with you.
Yeah, because Tiger and Peyton won, so...
They did.
Yeah.
But it was cool.
But they
cool.
raised a ton of money for...
$20 million.
Yeah. Awesome.
It was so insane.
Great.
So it was at the Medalist Golf Club. Actually, it was Woods' home course.
Yes, in so, Florida.
And yeah. it was beautiful. And they played during the rain. They
yes,
get this
they
charity
did.
Game in, so it was a really, really neat story. All right, so the Manatee County School District is doing something really, really neat for their graduates. I'm going to tell you about it next. This will make you feel good right here. Manatee Strong is what they're calling it. Manatee Strong 2020. Manatee County School District is doing something really cool with their graduates. Obviously, they can't have a traditional graduation because, obviously, you know, social distancing and whatnot. Can't get them together. Well, they are doing something called Manatee Strong 2020, and it is a parade. It's going to be buses. There's going to be fire trucks. The Manatee County Sheriff's Office is getting involved. Local firefighters and school principals will be all there to cheer on the students. Now, this is multiple schools that are doing this, and they'll just be bus after bus after bus as they celebrate the graduation of 2020. How cool is that?
That's very great.
It's happening this Thursday. It'll be a little bus parade for you, and it's going to take place in Bradenton. So you can just Google it up if you want to go support them. It's Manatee Strong 2020. It'll pop up for you, and I just think that's a really cool thing.
Yeah.
Now, this is the last week of school, right?
Last week of school, yeah.
How you feeling about that?
I'm feeling pretty good about it, honestly.
Teacher dad over there?
Yeah. No, I have a couple of more things. I told my daughter, I said, you have one math lesson left, and then you have an assessment test. I go, so let's figure out the days. Do you want to do it today?
Yeah.
You know, we got to figure out our day. So, and I go, this is pretty much it, and that's it, you know? I mean, they didn't have anything to do yesterday. It was a holiday, so they didn't do any schoolwork.
Right.
So, today they're back at it, and four days left, and it's over.
And you're got a big thing off your back too, right?
It will be nice.
Have you learned a lot this school year?
Yes, I really appreciate you teachers out there that are listening. I can't thank you enough for what you've done.
Yes.
Because it is tough, and I only have two, one
right.
7 and 1 6. You have 27 year olds. I don't know how you do it, but I can't thank you enough because it's tough.
There you go. Well, very cool. I'm glad you're going to be okay. I'm glad you're getting off the hook, man.
Yes. Yes, I'm finally off the hook.
way to go, Manatee County
yes.
School District. That's awesome. That's a great feel-good story for this morning. Coming up, your morning motivation on 99.5 QYK. Here's Morgan Wallen. Tampa Bay's morning crew time for your morning Motivation on 995 QIK. Here you go. It's pretty easy. Your limitations are only your imagination. So dream big. You can do bigger things and go for it. What's stopping you? This is a time to make things happen. Maybe you're trying to reinvent yourself right now because of the COVID-19. Why not go for it? Dream big, go big, or go home, as they say, I guess. So, very cool. Morning Motivation. We put these up on our Facebook so you can share with people and spread some positivity. 7:15, second date update coming up for you. We are less than 10 minutes away from that. Here's Luke Bryan. Most people are good on 995 QIK.
It's JR and Melanie's second date update on 99.5 QIK.
Gabby Barrett coming up on the show at 7:35. It's 99.5 QIK. Doing one of our favorite 7:15 second date updates right now. It was between Holly and Nate. Now, Holly had reached out to us, and she wanted to call out Nate for something he did after the date. Here's what she had to say.
Okay, well, I was in the line at Starbucks, like always, and there was this guy behind me, and we just kind of started chatting and hit it off really well. So we exchanged numbers and set up a date.
Okay. And then what was the date like?
Well, we went over to Frenchie's down on Clearwater Beach.
Nice. You know,
casual.
Okay.
That fish sandwich, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was casual. It was fun. I mean, we had a great time. And, okay, here's where I'm going to call him out. I was at work the next day, and I get a Venmo request for half of the date.
Ooh.
Half of the bill from Frenchie's. I was like, what?
So this guy, Will, that you're talking about, his name's Will, right?
Yes.
All right, go. Will. So Will, he sent you a Venmo request the next day after your date, requesting half of the check.
Yes!
Yeah, I don't know who does that. Apparently Will does.
Did you guys agree or talk about this, but when the bill came, like, hey, I'm going to Venmo you back for this?
No, he picked up the check. He paid for the check. I'm like, okay, groovy, that's fine. And the next day, all of a sudden, I get this boom on my phone. And I'm like, okay, what? And it's a Venmo request.
Yeah, that is strange. And he didn't send you a follow-up check like, hey, by the way, I sent you this or whatever. Yeah. You just saw the request.
Nope.
Did he put any emojis with it by any chance?
Like a fish.
No.
Let me tell you this, Holly. I know you want to call him out. He has to agree to come on the air with us, so we have to talk to him. Kevin's got to talk to him off air to make sure it's cool. So we're going to put you on hold, and we're going to try to call him, okay? Hang on for me.
Okay.
All right, Gabby Barrett going to be on the show in about 10 minutes. But right now, we are talking to Holly and Will. It's our 7:15 second date update on 99.5 QIK. Holly had reached out to us about her date with Will and kind of said, hey, I want to call this guy out. I'm not looking for another date, but I want to call him out because he Venmo'd me for my share of dinner after the date. And that was the last communication they had. So we convinced Will to come on the phone with us. And here's what he had to say.
I've never been so bored in my life.
Okay.
I mean, there's not a lot of words that I can describe the date. I mean, it was super boring. I'd ask her questions. She'd give me one-word responses. I just felt like she wasn't really into it, and that definitely turned me off. I ran out of questions halfway through the dinner. You know what I mean?
You just didn't feel like she was engaged in the conversation?
No, not at all. So, like, it totally threw me off, and it just made me not even care. Like, you know, it was a date, cool, but I don't care to see her or go out ever again. Like, that's just, I'm good.
Well, Will, I think that Holly may have the same feelings because she reached out to us and said that you sent her a Venmo request for half of the dinner after you guys went on the date. Okay, but you never discussed with her that you were going to have her pay for half of it.
No, but I felt like it was completely necessary. It was the boringest time of my life. I would have rather just stayed at home, save money, watch TV, anything. I felt like it was completely necessary to ask her for half.
Okay.
Boringest time of my life.
Well, hey, I mean, he's owning it. He said it.
Do you expect her to pay it?
Yeah, because it wasted my time.
Okay.
It was a joke.
Well, Will, I'm glad you shed some light on, like, why you requested it. We actually have Holly on the phone. I'd like to get a reaction. Can you hang on for me one sec?
Yeah, I guess.
All right, Holly.
Yeah.
There you go. That was the answer. I mean, I don't know if that was the answer you were looking for, but now you know why. Do you want to say anything to Will?
Oh my God. I have never been so insulted in my whole life. Do you do this all the time? I mean, do you just rate your dates and then charge them for how much you think they're worth?
I mean, I've actually never been on a date with a brick wall before, so I don't know. This is
a brick wall? Are you kidding me?
You gave one word answers. You left me conversing to myself pretty much the entire night. So, yeah.
Well, you know what? Oh, my gosh. I wanted to learn about you more than, you know, and next time we'll talk about me. But the thing is, you know...
Well, let me ask you.
Sweetie, there's not going to be a next time.
Oh, okay.
Well, there it is. All right. Be nice. What about a do-over, man? Like, what? You know, maybe she just was off her game a little bit, and maybe a little distracted, and maybe she took a different approach than you did. What about and we'll pay for the next date. You know, nothing out of your pocket. We'll pay for the next date. What
we
about that?
We may Venmo you after, but we might not.
Come on now,
Melanie.
We won't.
Oh my God.
I mean, trust me. I'm doing you guys a favor. I'm saving you guys the money. You guys should actually. Spend that money on a couple that actually is going to enjoy it. So I'm good. Nah.
Oh, what? Are you kidding? You pick up the check, and it's just understood that you pick up the check, okay? For the next time, for the next girl, just man up. Say something after dinner if you want to split the check, and, you know, they'll probably be fine with it. I would have been fine with it. But just
I'm not complaining about that, sweetie. I just want a little conversing, you know, back and forth. That's all I'm asking, but I was literally talking
to myself. Don't call me sweetie.
Okay, all right, let's jump in here. Holly, I hope you feel better about having heard what he had to say.
You dodged it.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for coming on with us, guys. I do not recommend you guys talk anymore.
Yeah, I think this is it.
So you guys have a great day, and I wish you luck in your dating lives.
Good luck, guys.
Bye. We need luck now.
He's like, good luck to all of you guys.
We're 6 minutes away. Gabby Barrett going to join us. Our guest this week on the show is the very talented, the very successful already, Gabby Barrett. Good morning, Gabby. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you doing?
We're great. So, we saw you last week on Idol, kind of making a return and doing some singing, right?
Yeah, a little bit. A little spice, yeah.
I mean, as if you had missed it already, right?
Yeah.
A lot of things have happened since then. I mean, goodness gracious, in a year, it's just like you've got a number one song with I Hope, and you are married, and there's so much going on in your life right now. Have you been able to take a step out of everything and go, okay, this is my new life now?
Absolutely. You know what? I'm very thankful for this quarantine that's been happening, because when you're an artist, and, you know, I've been performing since I was 11, even 6 years before I did American Idol in 2018. So I have been going just 24/7. And so I've never had a break like this in my entire, like, childhood bringing up of just doing nothing and just relaxing. And so it's a really cool time right now, because when things are going so fast, you know, you don't let them necessarily settle in and sink in as much. It takes a little longer. So it's been really, really nice. And yeah, I have an album coming out next month, my first album, so I'm excited.
Yeah, I mean, we're excited for you. And I mean, if I Hope is any indication of how great some of these songs are going to be, and especially, you know, I just think talent is talent. But I will point out the fact that you are a voice for females in this business right now. And that's something I'm sure that you, you know, probably set out to do. But your main goal was to put out good music. And that's been kind of a result of it. I mean, do you feel good about that?
Absolutely. I'm glad that people like the music. You know, especially when you write your songs, you're always hoping that people can connect to it in some personal way and have gone through the same thing. That's why I love country music, because there's a story for everything that you've gone through. And so I'm just excited, and it's been really cool to see the song just climb through the past a year now. And so, yeah, I think Goldmine, that's my album coming out next month. I think if you like I Hope, then you're going to like this album too.
All right, very cool. Gabby Barrett, I Hope. Let's play it right now, and then we got to kind of dive into the content of it, because it is juicy, all right? So, Gabby, can you hang on for a second?
Absolutely.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
That is Gabby Barrett, I hope, on 99.5 QYK. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, Gabby, let's talk about this because this song is juicy and it is deep and it is aggressive. And Gabby, you're such a sweet girl every time we've seen you on TV and whatnot. Tell me where the motivation is. Is this based on a real person?
You know what? High school relationships will mess you up.
Gosh, dang.
They do. Yeah. I wrote from a perspective of being in an early relationship in high school, like 9th and 10th grade. They didn't go good for me when I was in high school. And so thankfully I've grown since then and would definitely handle the situation differently now. But yeah, I wrote from just a personal perspective of a relationship that went bad.
Now, does he know this is about him, this certain someone?
Probably not. Who knows? Maybe he's heard it in the car for how much you guys have been wonderful towards the song.
We hope we've been rubbing it in. We hope.
Yeah,
well, you know what? You think about this, you know, heartbreak and whatnot, and now you have found your hubby. So maybe it's good that you went through this early to get you to a place where you're ready to go and, you know, have a successful marriage, right?
I think it definitely taught me the earlier relationships, of course, and just prepared me for my husband now. And so he's just the sweetest and he's the best. And yeah, it's been really fun. It's like 7 months now, I think, we've been married. So, and it's just been bliss.
Well, and he also knows to behave himself or you will write a song about him. he will be blasted very, very shortly if something happens. No, talking to Gabby Barrett right now. Tell me about the first 7 months of marriage. What's something that you, I mean, especially during quarantine right now, what's something that you didn't know about marriage that you know now? So maybe you didn't expect.
Well, we live together now. So we didn't live together. We didn't live together until we got married. But
oh, that's cool.
When you're living together, you don't find out like little things. Like when he showers, he has a lot of hair, so he'll put his hair on the walls, like in the shower.
Oh.
And he misses his clothes. The hamper could be sitting right there, and his clothes are all around the hamper, but in the hamper. So I'm learning those small things.
Is he the guy that puts the dishes in the dishwasher but never starts it?
Actually, he does do that.
He does do it.
He's very sweet. He does help me around the house and all of those things, so that's really nice. Yeah.
All right, we'll focus on the positive then.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Gabby, we appreciate you coming on this morning. The new album is out next month, and it's called?
Goldmine, June 19th.
Very nice. Don't ever mess with Gabby. She will write a song about you. She will make money off it because it's going to go number one. And just don't mess with her, okay? But, hey, Gabby, thanks for coming on. Congratulations on everything. And we can't wait till things start getting rescheduled and we can get to see you here in Tampa, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You got it. Bye, Gabby. Thanks.
Bye. Thank you.
Well, this will make you feel good. This will warm your heart. 99.5 QYK. So yesterday, I know a lot of people were barbecuing out at the beaches and whatnot, but the day was really about Memorial Day. Remember those who gave their lives for us or paid the ultimate price, and also their families who have to, you know, they're reminded of this. A lot of people went and visited graves yesterday. You know, you've seen a lot of powerful photos, you know, in Arlington Cemetery in D.C. and whatnot. But this happened in Lutz. It was a man by the name of Bodie Osteen. He's an 87-year-old retired Marine who, like he said, like I just said, believes that this day is much more than day trips to the beach or barbecues. I remember my buddies, who a lot of them didn't come back, said Osteen. I'm remembering them, how we fought, how we cried. Well, what did Bobby do yesterday or Bodie do yesterday? He stood out in the rain, fully dressed in his Marine outfit, uniform, I should say, with an American flag waving to cars. Now, you may have seen it if you're going US 41 in Lutz yesterday, but he stood out there, rain or shine, to show love and memory of fallen soldiers. Here's what he had to say about being a Marine.
Once a Marine, you're always a Marine. There's no changing. And that's why I wear this uniform today, because I love it.
Once a Marine, always a Marine.
I love that. And he loves it, you know. I mean, he's one of those guys that you love to see on these days because
sure.
You know what the meaning of it is. It's
absolutely
a very powerful thing to see someone like that.
And I love seeing that. You're reminded of that. There was also American Legions. They were out at Caddy's this weekend, and they did a little ceremony, played taps, and did a little flag ceremony as well. And it's just it's emotional because
it really is.
It's interesting, you know. And I just love that when the older generation does this as well, because, you know, in our generation, we think back to a certain amount. You know, we learned about other wars, but we think about to the wars where we are alive.
Right.
But to see these guys living in, I remember my grandfather being a World War II veteran, my dad being a Vietnam veteran. You know, you think about these things and, you know, they're honoring, more than anybody, they are honoring people that they fought right along next to.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So way to go. Hats off to you, Bodie Osteen. It's just a kind of a feel-good story and a guy who gets it. And hopefully you had a chance to reflect on that and those people that paid the ultimate sacrifice for us. So here we go. All right, Dierks Bentley, what was I thinking? 995 QYK. Hope you're having a great day so far. Thanks so much for having us on.
Now, it's time for Melanie's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Well, Brett Eldridge put out some positive music to lift some spirits during this time. The song is called Good Day.
And the sun ain't even shining.
I feel like that guy's voice puts me in a good mood right there.
He is so good.
So good. Well, Kit Moore has been doing some live stream performances from his home, and he says although he likes playing by himself, he hopes this is not a new norm.
I love playing by myself. Like, I've been sitting around here at this lodge playing all the time, but it honestly kind of feels a little awkward for me. But I know that it brings levity to people, so I wanted to do it. But it takes the human element out of playing. It's definitely not something I want to get used to doing. I don't want this to be the new standard.
Yeah, you got to feel like it's kind of like sports. You feed off the crowd when you Absolutely. Are doing a concert. So that's kind of everybody's fear, too. I mean, we want sports back, but if there's not going to be fans, it's going to be kind of a different vibe for the players.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I definitely agree with that. But that would get old pretty quick.
Yeah. And Cole Swindell also dropped some new music. It's called Single Saturday Night.
Sitting over in the corner, baby, I saw pretty red lips working on a white claw. Shaking to a little, shook me all night long. And I thought, man, what a beautiful sight. In the morning, you don't wake up in my shirt now. Even holding hands, walking out of church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that would be my last single Saturday night.
Yeah, when you can drop White Claw into a country song, we know we are in 2020, right?
That's right, absolutely.
Finally, don't forget, we have our 99.5 QYK mini concert this afternoon. It's Maren Morris and her husband, Ryan Hurd. It starts at 4 p.m. You're also going to hear it again at 8 p.m. right here on 99.5 QYK. Kevin Bayes, Morning Crew, Sharon, Kevin on 99.5 QYK. Kevin, good news for class of 2020.
All right, I like to hear good news.
All right. Hey, by the way, are your kids graduating from a school to another school?
No, they are not.
They're not.
Yeah.
This may not apply.
All right. Darn it. First of all, darn it.
Pizza Hut is giving away one free medium pizza to all 2020 graduates. Here's what you do. You go to their Pizza Hut's grad party site. And you sign in to create the little Pizza Hut account. Now, the last day to register your account is on the 28th. So,
this Thursday, yeah.
But you can redeem this through June 4th. So, again, Pizza Hut's grad party site. Go on there. You will get a coupon for one medium pizza.
That's awesome.
So, I love that. Supplies last. Now, you can't have it delivered, but delivery fees are not included in this coupon.
Right.
But, hey, get in the car. Have some fun.
That's right.
Go have a pizza.
That's right.
On Pizza Hut. So, very well done, Pizza Hut. I love that people are doing this and more companies are doing this for the class of 2020 and doing some fun things. So, again, Pizza Hut's grad party site. Jump on there. Get a free medium one-topping pizza of your choosing while supplies last. And you can get that coupon. You have to get it by May 28th. And it can be redeemed through June 4th. So, boom. All right? You like that?
Boom.
Love it. Boom. There you go. What am I doing? Making food right now? What was that? Would that guy say bam?
Bam. Bam.
Booyah. I feel good. Well, you know, you've heard this, and I know as your wife is a nurse, there's a lot of shortages on masks and whatnot for healthcare professionals.
This is true.
Well, there is a group, and it started on Facebook, and now there's over 2,000 members called The Mask Project Tampa Bay, and you can get involved. You join this group, and they are looking for people who actually want to make masks, people who have just want to make monetary donations, want to supply wipes, gloves, sanitizer, and like I said, just make masks. And what's neat about this is that your kids get involved. You know, it might be a little cool little arts and crafts project of making masks because people are getting more and more creative with it. I mean, you're going to want to follow the directions through this Facebook group. The Mask Project Tampa Bay is what it's called.
I like that.
It's pretty cool, right?
That's fantastic.
I love that Tampa Bay's doing that. And by the way, we do I Feel Good stories every single day. And we never have a shortage of them because there's so many miraculous things going on right now.
Absolutely.
In the midst of craziness.
Yeah, that's true.
So I love that. I love that. And I just wanted to share this one with you, too. So again, on Facebook, if you want to be a part of this, if it's a monetary situation, if it's you want to make masks, you and the kids get together and do something, here it is. The Mask Project Tampa Bay. Jump on Facebook. You can join the group and help out our health workers and our first responders. Eric Pasley, Friday night on 99.5 QYK. It's time for Trending in Tampa Bay on 99.5 QYK. We have veteran radio personality Kevin. What do you got?
A San Francisco-based nonprofit organization. Now you're asking yourself, okay, it's trending in Tampa Bay. Why are you talking about a San Francisco-based nonprofit organization? Well, the organization is called the Trust for Public Land, and it announced its list of the best park system in the United States. And St. Petersburg ranked as the 19th best park system in the nation. Isn't that great?
Man, I don't know what to do with this information, but it sounds awesome.
I mean, it's awesome. The park score rankings are based equally on four factors: park access, park acreage, park investment, and park amenities like basketball hoops, dog parks, playgrounds, and like that. St. Pete, number 19 in the country. So we have a great park system here.
Tom Brady already loving it.
That's right. Speaking of Tom Brady.
Oh, my.
He played in the match over the weekend where he was teamed up with Phil Mickelson, and they were playing against Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning and raised $20 million for COVID-19 relief funds. Well, the reason why I'm bringing up, he's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback. This is why it's trending in Tampa Bay, because that match attracted an average 5.8 million viewers across the four networks of TNT, and it is the most watched golf telecast in cable TV history.
Wow.
History. It's the most watched golf match. Peyton Manning and Tiger Woods actually beat Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady at Medalist Golf Club by one hole. So that's what happened there. Since the pandemic began in March, Feeding Tampa Bay says it's provided 10 million meals throughout our 10 local counties. This is fantastic. In Manatee County, Feeding Tampa Bay says the support has reached an all-time high through mobile pantry and to-go meal distributions. So that's fantastic. And finally, could the NHL be coming closer to having puck drop again? The NHL hopes to have players back in team facilities. The league released a memo Monday announcing it's targeting early next month as the start date for phase two of its return to play protocol, including the opening of practice rinks and allowing small voluntary group workouts on and off the ice. If phase two plan is approved, on-ice sessions will be non-contact and involve up to six players who will be expected to maintain social distancing while playing. Now, hockey, obviously you need to be able to get closer, and there's body checking and stuff, but this is phase two, so at least it's a step in the right direction. So hopefully the Tampa Bay Lightning could get back to be playing soon. Let's go. Come on. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Veteran radio personality Kevin right there, trending in Tampa Bay. Way to go, Ben.
Back to you, JR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.